afternoon. You are live at the lunch break at the American Family Insurance Studio with 101.7 The Truth. We are here with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. How you doing, Ray?
What up? I'm doing all right. How you doing? It's Friday night. Gotta get... Ain't that how that song went? Gotta get good on Friday.
I remember it being a thing, but I don't remember it being a thing. I'm so sorry.
I remember it being a thing, but I don't remember it being like had a lot going on.
Dang, leave her alone.
We need another. We need another Friday anthem. It's Friday night.
It's 7 p.m. Friday. It's 95 degrees. Play that.
There you go.
Yeah. I like that one.
Introducing the lit host. Maybe Shannon, and definitely Shannon. How y'all doing today?
Oh my God.
How y'all doing today, man? You are live. If you want to call in, the number is 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Man, we got a good show today. I mean, we got good shows all today, but this
all
is
all today.
I'm looking forward to this one because I know this brother very well. He stutters a lot. I don't want people to think I'm making fun of people stuttering.
What?
No.
But shouts out to the homie B Jones. We got B Jones gonna be joining us a little bit today. Man, it's You leaving? It's your last day in studio today, Shannon.
Step out of the studio again. I'll be back.
Dang. Okay. When you coming back?
I'll be back. Soon you'll see.
Soon.
Did you watch what's that? Hamilton?
The musical? I think it came across my...
That's a song from Hamilton.
Okay.
Anywho, I'll be back. You know, I'll be back, man. Like, I'm going to miss it here. This been a time. We had a time last week.
We're going to have one tonight, too.
We're going to have one tonight, man. We celebrate.
We're going to have a time tonight. We're going to celebrate our first 2 weeks, man, on Truth 101.7 FM. Man, introduce our guest to the people,
it's been
man.
Lit. Man, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, okay? You tell us all about B. Jones, right? We got B. Jones, comedian, content creator, just all around dope individual in here. But I want you to deep dive. Tell the people who B. Jones is if I missed anything.
My name is B. Jones, a.k.a. Habaka.
Hey.
And Ray, I don't appreciate you bringing up my childhood, brother.
My childhood.
I'm sorry.
What's going on, y'all?
Man, how you doing? Welcome to the lunch break, man. What you eat today?
Nothing.
I had a slim jump for breakfast,
I'm eating a can of
water.
Yeah,
that brother's starving.
Eating a can of water.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Well, you need a sandwich. Put some meat on your bones.
Man, I try to. I wake up too late sometimes. I'll be like, man, I'm just
Shannon be eating
there.
These boneless pizzas. Have y'all ever?
Boneless
listen,
pizzas?
Hey, listen. And he's a hater.
Man, what? First of all.
I feel like it's more common than we think.
We ain't going to bust y'all like that, Shannon.
I think it's more common than people think.
First of all, tell the people how you like your pizza. So she goes and gets a sausage pizza, pepperoni pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I could even do veggie.
Okay. So a veggie sweat.
I just don't like
a vegan sweat.
I just don't like too many things to pick off. But what I do is get a pizza and just pick all the toppings off. But I don't eat cheese pizza because it tastes like cardboard. But I like the sweat from whatever they put on top of the pizza. But I do eat meat. I don't know.
Damn. Okay. All right.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Man, y'all know what I mean.
That was a lot of emphasis.
But I do eat meat.
Yeah, she put her all into that one.
Listen, because people are like, you must be vegan. And I'm like, that's cheating if you're vegetarian.
Carnivore.
I'm like, that's not
why. First of all,
why.
Where you getting cardboard pizza from?
That's what cheese pizza tastes like.
After she pulls off everything, bro.
No.
Exactly.
I haven't ate cheese pizza since I was like 5.
Childish. It's childish. It's nasty.
But she says she likes the meat sweat to drip off on
meat sweaters. Crazy.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
I didn't know the type of show I was coming into.
This is a family.
Next time, give me a heads up.
This is a family.
So sorry.
It's Friday.
I'm just trying to explain my pizza eating habits.
You went from boneless to meat to cardboard. Your pizza all over the place.
It evolved.
And then you got
as you saw her. You know what I mean? I was like, Shannon, what you doing to the pizza?
It was like, you eat like a kid. I was like, listen, I ain't ask you to look at me eat.
Got potholes all in the pizza.
Man. But then I spread the cheese around a little bit. Okay. Then you drizzle a little hot sauce.
How you eat a Lunchable pizza?
Man.
Do I eat Lunchable pieces? That's childish for real. I don't even eat
a reverse Lunchable.
When I used to eat Lunchable pieces, I did eat it regular because you can't taste the meat sweat. It ain't baked.
Oh, my.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not the one that brought this term to the station. She did.
Aww. It is Friday.
But it's Friday. It's not that Friday. What? It's Friendly Friday. It's Friendly Friday. It's Friendly Friday. But, man, we got out of homie B. Jones. Definitely. In the studio, man. We having a good time. It's Friday. We're going to be telling y'all what we're going to be doing to celebrate a little later in the show. But, yeah, man, I apologize for bringing up your stutter. I didn't want to, open up any traumatic spaces for you. But continue to tell the people about yourself, man. We got a few questions we want to get into. And we got that clip we're going to play a little later, too, Zach.
You got a clip. Hold
on. I'll let you know when I have it pulled up.
Okay,
I'll
let you know.
Right.
What I do?
I have to put my hands up.
You did a few things.
I wasn't in on the clip in BJ.
We need you to come to the front of the congregation. I'm just kidding. It ain't nothing bad, man. You know,
I ain't eating and I'll pass out.
We're going to bring you a boneless pizza later on in the show.
I don't want no meat sweat. Keep that over there.
Extra sweat on it. But yeah, bro. Tell us your journey. Let people know what side of town you grew up on. For those that may not know your story, how you came up, how you got to where you are. Some of the homies you rock with, because I feel like we saw you all's whole crew elevate as well, and to see you all still rocking together is beautiful. So yeah, get into it, man.
Sure. I'm born and raised from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For everybody that sees me out in public and think I'm from like Miami or something, I'm not.
Yeah.
But what you doing here? I'm like, I live
here. What do you mean?
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised. I grew up around the Capitol, Atkinson area. So I'm from that area where I grew up from.
Stay in the mic, man.
Huh?
Stay talking in the mic.
Stay talking in the mic.
Yes, sir.
I am moving around.
Thank you.
And shit.
Ain't no meat sweat on
there. I've been doing comedy since 2017. Stand-up videos came shortly after that. So hitting the stage is not new to me. So people be like, you do stand-up? But yeah, I did that first. I had both of my parents, my mom and my dad, both was raised by both of my parents. So that's cool. They can be a little lame sometimes. But,
okay, not too much on the parents. They're probably listening. You know what I'm saying? They be like, my son, hold on.
They be trying to fit in still.
You're not my dad.
Man, Pop.
Do you have
pops
younger
be
parents?
Lit at the show.
Right, I was gonna say you have.
I just do videos with my pops too.
Yeah,
I do videos with my pops. My pops, he's like 56 young.
That's young, though. I mean young, because he has to be what in his early 20s when he had you. That's a young parent.
Yeah, my mom,
so
she's
lit.
Exactly 20 years older than me, so
53. So they lit. They kind of understood the journey.
Don't
put lit with them.
They was outside.
They be out.
Right, they be outside.
Man, pops be at the shows. Turnt.
See, look.
That's my boy.
I know that's right.
Laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Pops be laughing hard at the pool.
You're like, dang, is that a supporter? Or
Pops be having a good time, man. Pops be having a good time. So what is that like for you, like being able to have your parents there, like where knowing so many young black men and young black families, girls and boys included, don't have both parents, but you know, it was warm, if need be, but you know, it warmed my heart and spirit to see your mom and pops like supporting y'all and laughing and really getting into the show. So like, what does that mean to you to be able to see how much your mom and dad and other family members support you?
It's a blessing. You know, it makes me grateful every time I get support from them and they can come to the shows. And I mean, I take nothing for granted, so I appreciate each moment I get with my parents, because like I said, everybody don't have their parents. So
yeah,
always just tell people, like, hey, when you got your parents, just always, you know what I'm saying, take advantage of that. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
see them, check them out.
You got supportive ones.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Hey, now, my dad used to give me whoopings when I was younger because I told him I was going to be a comedian. So.
Wait, for real?
No, this is a true story.
I was literally just about to ask, like, did they support you, like, all the time? Did they always, like, yeah, you could be a comedian? I guess.
No, not. I was a basketball. See, with me growing up, I was basketball, like, that was, like, my first love. So I was trying to make it to the NBA.
Okay.
But I had times when I got in trouble in school. Like, yeah. I was a class clown. My dad would be like, you think you want to be? What you want to be? You want to be a comedian? I was like, yeah, I do. And he whooped me some more.
Oh, hey, or he thought you was trying to be funny.
Yeah. But
he was like, I was serious.
I said, look at me. He came to the show at the improv. I said, look, Dad, now what?
Right.
He gave me the whoopers for nothing.
Look, I really
I get up there, whoop you again, say something crazy.
I always talk about him. He all right.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. So later on down the road, when did they realize, like, this is actually something you really want to do?
I guess when things start happening, like when I start getting the stages, like big stages, like when I opened up for Gary Owens, they was like, they came to the Pabst Theater and I opened up for Gary Owens there. That was like one of the moments like, oh, you really doing this, huh?
Right.
I thought you was just gonna make it a hobby. I thought you was playing around.
Thought and you I just gonna be over the there movies, with Ray and them on center.
And they see the Netflix when I got on Flores Lava, they was like, okay, my son on Netflix. It's like each accomplishment, they'd be like, they
it kind of solidified, like, a little more, like, look, you just keep going. That's right. What's up. That's
my mom got
up
to meet Martin Lawrence, all that, like, so.
Really?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a big deal.
That's what's up.
Making
things happen a little bit.
Who would you say was your favorite person to open up for or work with so far in your career?
Oh, man. That's a good question. Let's say, it's just, everybody was, so many, Chico Bean was one of them. That was like my first time ever performing at the Improv. And
yeah.
For him to give us the opportunity was dope. So I feel like that was one of my favorite ones. Gary Owens, that was a good opportunity because the Pabst Theater, and you got to think, Gary Owens got a range of different cultures coming to see him. So, and I was able to rock that show, and that's like my first ever big show. And I just started early. Like, I just started doing comedy. Like,
right.
It was like 2 years in, I got this show. I'm like, man, you usually don't get this type of show till you like further ahead.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was able to go in there and rock that. So that's probably like my favorite too, because it was like my first time doing some big stages.
That's what's up. Yeah. So when you think about like comedians that are in Milwaukee, like who's inspired you? Because I know sometimes people like, they think like, okay, you just came out of nowhere. But like, I think Ray mentioned earlier, like the whole group of y'all like kind of came up together. What that looked like and who all like helped you kind of level up as well?
So basically, when I first started doing comedy, before I even started doing comedy, I was influenced by Martin Lawrence. I came to see one of his shows in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I kind of want to do that. Like, I kind of just want to get on stage and just vent.
Basically. Right.
That's
rock
what
it
comedy
out,
is to me. It's like telling what I want to do. I ended up running into Myron, probably into like Bayshore back when it was before they toured into something else.
Bayshore got a lot
there
going on.
But I noticed him from doing the roasting videos.
And okay,
I was like, yeah, man, I kind of want to try doing some comedy. He said, y'all got a night. So he used to have a night where, I don't know how to say this, everybody always bash me. Sears? It was called
Sears?
Sears? I think it's called Sears.
Like I always
know what
Sears.
Yeah, somebody Sears said Sears like the clothing store. So I'm like, nah, I ain't talking about
that. I'd be like, Sire?
Right.
But yeah, it used to be called something else, and he has to have open mics and stuff. So he used to tell me to come up there. I'm like, I'm going to come up there. And I lived in Manitowoc too, so.
What?
I used to be ducking
Manitowoc.
Yeah, I was going to school.
I was like, why did you live there?
It was for a reason. It was pretty boring. I was got in the lease and I was stuck up there and I had to thug the year out.
Right.
She was like playing. He was playing ball for the
school.
Yeah,
I was trying to go to Silver Lake.
And, that's what's up.
Yeah, so I was trying to go out there. But he told me to come to open mic and I used to always kind of duck it because I'm like, if I get booed, I'm probably going to end up fighting somebody.
No, I'm gonna come up off this stage like my dad would have done.
So I never really came to the open mics, but Drew, shout out to Unpredictable Drew.
Oh, yeah.
Drew Shaw, he's a comedian. Yeah. He had a show for all first-timers.
Okay.
And I was like, I'd rather do it with people who are this their first time versus I get on stage with whole people that have been doing
exactly
it. But I ended up doing that show, ended up rocking it, and then Myron see me on stage, and he was doing the videos. And I had just started doing like 1-2 videos at the time, and we just kind of like ever since then we locked in and started doing videos together, so.
I feel like when you see like somebody else doing the same thing that you already do or kind of want to do, it's easier to work with them because they get the vision and they know what's needed.
Right,
they're
motivated. Like it ain't like a hassle to get me to come do it. Like versus like you want to do it? Like I'm
you gonna pay me or hey you I don't know. Look, do I gotta be there the whole time? Like I think it's definitely like a blessing to have people around you that do what you do. And it's hard to do that, but we're going to get more into that after we come from the break. Ray Nitty, you want to send us to break?
Don't go anywhere. We are live on The Truth 101.7 FM with B. Jones. Habaka!
Habaka!
Don't go anywhere.
Educators Credit Union is more than a place to manage your money. They're where your financial possibilities take shape. They're more than transactions. They're conversations about your financial goals. More than numbers, they're community advocates who support free, local events that are accessible to all. They foster community because we are stronger together. Educators Credit Union is people helping people. Become a member at ecu.com. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
When a warrior faces adversity, he fights through it. He finds a way. Freedom isn't free.
A wonderful, wonderful person.
Amazing.
Now, you said y'all, you had a monster night last night, so y'all were going in last night.
No, 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 I'm here alone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. You did say you were a monster last night, though.
I did say I was a monster last night, but I didn't say what type of monster. Okay. Don't be trying to read between the lines, Miss Jess, girl. I got my tubes tied and a vasectomy. I ain't having no babies. I'm double protected up in this piece. I am glad to be here. You know what? Let me tell you something, because I just got a movie. I did two movies last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congrats. One is a short called We Got Hours, produced, directed by Alicia Cooper, starring Omar Gooding. Michael Collier, Dominique, nice. And then I did a whole movie called 1-800-DAY-NIGHT. I think it's going to be a Tubi movie, honestly. No. But it was so fun. I shot it in Atlanta. I want to forget. The producer's name is Jeremy Middleton and Brandon Jones. There's a guy from Milwaukee named Brandon Jones, a young actor. Mm-hmm. Y'all look out for that young boy. That young boy is so smooth. And when we were taping the movie, he had never dealt with somebody like me. So in the movie, mm-hmm. the premise is, his girlfriend broke up with him. Mm-hmm. He back on the dating scene, so he went to a dating app, mm-hmm. and he saw mother. And so when he was so unfamiliar with somebody like me, so we had to hold hands and get really intimate with each other. So I set him down before we started filming because I'm really new at acting, mm-hmm. and I was like, I just wanted him to be comfortable. So I said, let me talk to you. So I took his hand, I'm holding your hand, sir. Mm-hmm. And I was like, listen, let me make you real relaxed. I'm a dad who's working to take care of his children just like you work to take care of him. I had to disarm him, Charlamagne, because he had to have his face in my breast and my arms.
So a Tubi movie?
Yes.
I think so. I don't suggest Tubi movie.
Oh, that is true.
Please relax.
Hold on. Good movie, good premises, and sometimes good actors. And I just wanted to disarm him, so when we got ready to shoot the scene, he was so comfortable. And so Jeremy was like, damn, Flame, what you do to him? I said, I rubbed on his thigh. I said, no, I just needed him to know that we're just working actors.
That probably wasn't his first time.
Yes, it was. You're always trying to start some stuff. He had his girlfriend there with a beautiful new baby. Charlamagne always talking some shit. If you wasn't my boss, I'd slap this shit.
We are partners, Flame.
The other movie that you were talking about that you did.
This one, the 1-800-DAY.
You are back live on The Truth 101.7 FM. This is The Lunch Break with your homie Ray Nitty.
And maybe Shannon.
And we got the homie B. Jones in the studio. So what you just heard was a clip from The Breakfast Club where this huge comedian, Flame, if I'm not mistaken, is the name of the comedian. They were talking about a movie that you all were in together. Mm-hmm. And that's what they were describing, how professional you were and you know, they had to make you comfortable because you never had to, you know, deal with somebody like that, or you had to put your head in his/her bosom. What is the proper? How did you have to address the Flame on the show?
I didn't know who Flame was. I didn't even know Flame was like this big comedian. Like, yeah, somebody like work with Dave Chappelle and like Cat Williams, the biggest names in the industry.
Yeah.
So, and then when I found, because the movie is called 1-800-DATE-TONIGHT. So basically, it's based on the true story of a guy who went on this dating site, but it's all phone calls. You don't see who your person look like. It's like a hotline, basically.
Gotcha.
So basically, you get your dates from the hotline, and each date he had was terrible. And I didn't know this was real life. As I'm going through the movie, I said, all this happened to you, for real? But the last date he gets to is with a trans woman. So Flame is, like I said, is a trans comedian.
Okay, gotcha.
And the scene was basically like, I'm going on a date. I don't find out it's a trans until I pay attention. Like, hold on. Like, mm-hmm. I find out they had surgery and all that, and I get to spit in the water out, and I kind of get up out of there.
Yeah.
But I had to be comfortable because I'm like, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Scene wasn't like, it wasn't even like no kissing. It wasn't no.
Right. It wasn't touching. Super intimate.
It wasn't super intimate. It was just like, I'm on a date and I'm finding out what it was. But basically, she was like, well, you know, you can, you know what I'm saying? This is my first time acting too. So I basically had to help her. Like, she helped me and I was helping her at the same time because I've been acting. Like, it's like my third main role movie I was doing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So basically, we was just going over some stuff in the scenes and stuff. Now, the head and the breast didn't happen.
So you didn't put your head
in
the
she's a comedian.
Playing too much, yeah. Okay.
But you know, I put 110 on you. I said you was Jesus at Jamaican. You know what I'm saying? You put your white on.
I might be Jamaican Jesus.
Jamaican
Jesus?
I might be. I have seen Ray walk on water.
They say it look like a Jamaican angel.
Yeah.
But, so did the thigh rub make you more comfortable?
That part happens into the scene of the movie, like, because it's like you get on the couch and he rub. I'm like, what's going on?
Oh,
like,
that was a part of the movie.
Yeah, it was part of the scene. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so how
all that behind the scenes stuff really didn't.
You was just making good conversation for the show.
Yeah, facts.
So what was that like for you? Because typically you hear so many people that are like, I'm not doing this with this type of person. I'm not doing no scene with this type of person. So, like, what was that for you?
First of all, you got to read the script. People just be picking up scripts and then going into the scene and be like, I ain't doing that. Well,
then
if you read the script,
right.
You would know.
Like, it ain't finna be that. So, basically, I read the script, so I knew it wasn't, like, nothing too, like, OC about it. But once I went into the scene, like, I'm comfortable with my sexuality, so it ain't affecting me. And plus, I was there with my girl, my baby.
Yeah, you say your
so it's like
there.
I have my family there, so it ain't like.
And
it
it's
nothing.
Acting. Like,
right, and it's acting at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once you see the movie, it'll be more understanding once y'all see the movie. I don't want to get too much of the movie away, but
yeah.
I mean, like I said, I'm comfortable to where I was to able to knock the scene out, and the scene funny. Like, the crazy part is the scene leads into the best scene of the movie. Like, leads into me getting chased by a pimp. That it's crazy. It's, the movie is gonna be funny as mud. So
it's out or it's about to be.
I have to finish up. I have to go out. I have to shoot to L.A. which is kind of hard because I'm on this tour schedule. Mm. So it's kind of hard trying to get up with them. I'm supposed to shoot out to L.A. to finish like three more scenes, like pickup scenes we got to do. But once we finish the three more pickup scenes, it should be out by August.
Okay.
Said.
So. Nice. So how long have y'all been filming?
We filmed it last year. We filmed last year during like July and August. So it took about like 2 months to do. Because we had to refly. Michael Conyers in the movie too.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. He's a comedian. We had to fly them both out in and out of scenes and stuff, and then we was like switching actors because some actors wasn't getting it. So
you know, it's like, gotta go.
Schedule people money, they like they let you go if you got it right. And I got that role, like I was filming a movie in Atlanta and end up transitioning to that role while I was out there. I ended up getting that role while I was out there, and I had to go jump from one set to another set, and I was the main role, so I had to learn that quick. Like, but God bless me with the talent to, you know.
Right. Be able to juggle it and adjust for sure.
Facts.
Yeah. So as far as movies, like, do you see yourself doing more movies than, like, you mentioned being in movies right now and touring. Like, do you see yourself doing more of, like, movies than, like, stand-up? Or are you trying to balance both?
I'm going to try to balance both. I want to do everything. Like, I just recently seen an interview with Marlon Wayans. They was talking about John Witherspoon. He was like, man, you got to get the keys. You got the keys to the stage. Now you got to get the keys to the movies. Now you got to get the keys to the TV show. You got to have the keys to everything. So when I heard that, that said it makes sense, but you just got to have it. You want to get the keys to everything. So, I mean, it's going to be hard balancing, but, man, this is what I signed up for. But I want to do acting. I want to be on the stage still. I want to, you know, be my own business. Like I said, I'm coming out with a Habaka Films right now. Getting
that's what's up.
Put together so I can write my, I got a TV show I done got written up. I just got to get the cast for it.
Man, listen, that's what's up. I'm proud of you, B. Jones. Okay, keep it moving. So they shot the entire movie in L.A.?
No, they shot, the entire movie was in Atlanta.
Okay.
But the pickup shots going to be shot in L.A. I guess, you know, it's movie magic. They know how to make it.
Right. They make it look good.
Yeah. Right.
look, we're going to get back into that just after this break. But before we go to break, we wanted to let you guys know 101.7 The Truth invites you to Milwaukee Juneteenth Celebration. proudly supported by Molson Coors. For generations, Molson Coors has been committed to strengthening our communities and supporting cultural celebrations that bring us together. Join us as we honor our past and empower the future at this year's Juneteenth celebration, sponsored by Molson Coors and 101.7 The Troop. We'll be right back with the lunch break with 101.7 B. Jones, Ray Nitty, and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Jace Cubes.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are now on the lunch break with your boy Ray Nitty.
And maybe my Shannon. Girl. Maybe Shannon. Look, I was ready this time. I didn't even let you introduce. I'm here.
Live on The Truth 101.7 FM, located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee in the 3rd Street Market Hall in the American and Family Insurance Studio. I said American and Family
Insurance
Studios. We got the homie B. Jones in here. We having a great conversation. We just talked about his movies that he's doing with popular, huge celebrities. And Shannon has some more questions because you said you had to reshoot. So let's get into what reshooting is like.
We were just talking about that, like reshooting. You said you guys filmed last year, but now coming back in this year, are you worried? I know for me, I'd be like, man, did I gain a little weight? Look, my hair probably different. Like, do you worry about looking different or even like the other cast members looking different? I know you said they got that movie magic, but.
As far as gaining weight, I don't ever gain weight. So. I don't worry about my weight.
You like, that ain't my problem.
Yeah, I got high metabolism, I guess.
But, Zach.
I'm just worried about, like you said, like, I mean, it's only like three actors I got to pick. Okay.
I didn't know what he wanted me to.
I thought you was gonna hit the that brother's starving. That's what I was. That's all.
And then he said hit it.
He brought me on his show just to talk about me. It's cool.
But right?
That's not true. That's not true.
I am starving.
He said, for some knowledge.
Don't feel sorry for me.
I still my car.
Feed me.
All I got is boneless pizza.
I don't want that.
With the sweat.
With sweat. I don't want it. But yeah, the pickup scenes, I mean, I'm just worried about my facial hair. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, for the movie, I did cut my beard because that was like he wanted me to have a cut beard when I did it.
And like,
I
was already like, baby face?
No, it was like, it was supposed to be, what I don't know what this is called, a Cortez cut. I never heard of it, never had of it.
Like comedian Tez?
No, not like comedian. But crazy thing is, he has the same cut beard. I was like, I had to call Tez, like, hey, man, you know they naming beards after you? But yeah, it's like a mustache and just a beard. But the barber that the person he had on set didn't know how to do it. He using razors. I said, hold on.
Aww. No.
So now he turned me into the dad off Sister. I like Ray Campbell. I had a whole goatee.
Roger.
Exactly. So I had that cut.
That was swift.
But he wanted me to come back. I'm like, man, you got me recutting my beard off, man. I hope you can do some movie magic to make I can just keep it.
Look,
you know,
do some AI.
It took me a minute to get this back, though. You know?
Well, you know, they got the beard
beard units. Okay. I mean,
I can apply it for you. I know how to do it.
I'm not doing it.
I got the bold. And
whenever I get a fake beard, bro,
you wouldn't do the little toupee thing people been gluing to the front.
No toupee. I have all my hair.
Okay, but now
you want me to have Marcus Houston. You want Marcus Houston? No way I'm getting it.
But now I'm thinking about it. Like, this is a question. Like, if you like went bald, would you be like, you know? I'm gonna switch it up. Let me get a man.
I'm never going.
Install a unit, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all never know if I was bald.
Yeah, because you would install a unit.
You would never know.
Okay, but I'm just saying. You would install a unit.
I wouldn't, though. But y'all wouldn't know. But I think my dad got all his hair. So I'd be looking at his hair
like,
every day.
My odds are good.
I'd be like, hey, man, get all your hair right.
Let me look at them follicles. Oh,
when we get to 60, I see him bald. I'm like, hold on. That's the age.
Anywho. We've lost the plot entirely.
I got 18 years.
I'll be in the mirror. Like, hold on, yeah.
Don't line the front up.
Right.
Let it grow.
Now, there'd be some people who lost their hair at like 20.
No, like it's.
Man, what were you stressed about at 15?
Remember back in the 90s, like everybody was bald. Why did I think that was like how people were for real? Like they were cutting their hair.
That was Michael Jordan.
Worm, you talking about like Worm off Coach Carter?
Tupac was like 10.
Bruh.
10 was crazy.
Tupac was 10? Tupac went 10 when he was bald.
He was like 20. Dude, Tupac died at what, 23? Like, he 25, was 25.
At 10 years old, he had the gumpy. He had the look. He had juice. How you going to be bald with juice?
Juice joint. He didn't have it.
He was bald young.
He had boneless hair. Look at you.
Jordan.
About the piece.
How old was Jordan?
Jordan.
Bald.
He still had his hair in
Jordan
college?
Was like 16.
I had never seen that man.
He was in North Carolina
hair.
With the fade.
He had a fade.
Stop playing. I never seen that man with hair. I was like, bro, this
Go
is
Go back
crazy.
To North Carolina days. He had a cut.
There's no reason for a 19, 20-year-old to be completely bald. They was doing that on purpose.
Maybe they had alopecia.
What they say?
What's that called?
They say bald is like
alopecia.
I've seen that Will Smith Power. Wife had, right?
Yeah.
Alopecia.
B.I.J.
They did not have that because afterward,
Zach
wasn't Petty. That?
Right. He said
he snuck that in. He just
snuck that in there.
Jada caught a straight.
Right. All right, now Will Smith come here. I can't help you, brother.
Slap the hell out you.
You happen to Chris Rock.
You know what? Let me move on because I slap Will back.
I ain't gonna lie, Chris Rock. Yeah, that'd have been the day.
I still think it was staged.
Do?
No, that wasn't.
No,
I don't
staged,
think so.
I still think it was staged.
He got banned.
And then like on a night like that would be so distasteful.
So he supposed to look like he banned, but he really can come?
Yeah.
You know what?
No, they really banned. They're like, we gonna really ban you, but he probably like, man, I ain't got nothing going on right now anyway, so.
I don't want to be back here.
Slap Chris Rock. It's gonna do good.
But, you know what I'm saying?
Part of me did think it was staged just because like, Will's been in the limelight forever, and you tell me this is what straw that broke the camel's back.
So Jada was going through some stuff.
Yeah.
And Jada was going through some stuff.
That was probably him trying to be like, "This
I
is
still
my
love
moment."
You.
You know, I should have put hands on.
Slap up.
I should have put hands on August. So I think Chris caught what he really wanted to get
hey,
to
you
August.
Know how people like everybody laughing and they pick the smallest person in the group. Like, what you laughing at?
Right.
Like, you know, because why would you?
No, Jada probably said some stuff too. Like. It was Tupac, he'd have shot him. Yeah. just letting you know, it was Tupac.
Tupac would have got busy.
He would have killed him for me.
I knew you love Tupac more you love me.
You ain't no man.
Like, you know what? You want me to throw my career away? Cool.
I just got banned for you.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it was fake.
Then she's going to grow her hair back. No,
exactly. All right, I'm going to be quiet. Look, or she got a toothache. Like IMC. You know what? No.
Y'all tripping.
No,
a unit. She got a woman unit.
She got the man one, but
I wear lace wigs. That's considered a unit. They listen. I got units on deck. Look, not me over here really trying to peddle
my
unit.
Start selling them.
It's a $1 billion industry. Now that the men getting involved too.
Man, that's all I'm trying to say.
It's got to like double it.
But what about the dude in boxing? Remember he got his punched.
Yo,
off his head.
That was crazy.
See, that's why I can't do that, bro.
Okay, but you're not getting punched where somebody.
I'm doing
a
skit and it just fly back.
The skit going crazy.
Yo,
after that,
his
right?
Muffin top got killed back.
Speaking of muffin cap back blue, let's talk about the Wednesdays that you all do. And then the young lady.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
You got to set it up. You got to. I wish you had that video so we could send it, Zach. That would have been.
Wait, do you have the video? What happened?
I'll have the video.
Like, I had it, but I needed space. So I had to delete it.
I needed space.
But. She pulled her head off, man.
She pulled
the top off with
sunroof.
The hat.
She had a sunroof with the African braids at the bottom of it. You know how the African braids be.
Wait, what?
And she was already killing her set. Funny as heck already.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just closed out with the cherry on top and just let the top down.
Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing.
So she ain't had no hair at the top.
No, it was bald, like Tupac bald.
Like, you know how
but
it looked like.
She had braids at the bottom.
The braids at the bottom, like.
You know how the units look like on the men when they got a.
She like a ghetto Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
Brother.
Brother.
You're not going, no. No, that's not Hulk Hogan. That's Macho Man.
Oh, so she extra funny,
though. I
just
did Macho Man.
Nah, she funny. Shout out to Miss 100.
She was super, super funny.
She was super funny, killing the sad ninjas. So like, you know what? I got something now.
Right.
Man, so tell us about the Wednesday nights that y'all host.
Every Wednesday, we have open mic. Me, comedian Tez, Dre Love, aka Mr. Ronnie G. We host open mic on 2000 North Farwell at the Mill Clothing Company.
G5.
All right, but yeah, we host it every Wednesday. Basically, a space for people to come work on their craft, come get 5 minutes in. It's like a gym, basically, for the stage. Or if you just want to pull up and enjoy the show.
And you like just being around people, like.
Yeah, networking, all that. So it's free. Free 99. Everybody tell me how much it costs. I'm like, it costs nothing.
Yeah. In 2026, it costs everything costs. Like, you be like, free? You sure?
Look. And them boys be packed too. I'd be like, how are y'all sustaining
BYOB.
Oh.
Food be served.
What?
It'd be a time. It'd be a time every Wednesday.
It'd be a good time.
The anniversary coming up in August. Man. We're going to a big show together for the anniversary.
Congratulations on that. That's
I might do some stand up.
Yeah, you ain't going to get on.
Right,
I'm
right.
I've been saying that for the longest.
It ain't been that long.
It's been a long time. Since my birthday?
People say it ain't been that long.
Since
been
my
like
birthday?
Years.
It ain't been a year.
My birthday, I had that birthday show 2 years ago.
That was last year.
Right.
I ain't even had the building 2 years.
That wasn't last year.
You have had that building 2 years.
Last year, my birthday, I ain't even have a show.
You have.
You ain't even been here that long.
That's how I know.
No, it might have been 2 years.
It's 2 years.
I was going to say you were about to go to that one chat.
All it is 5 minutes. I know you got 5 minutes, man.
I think
but
you do.
It's like what you said, though, because ain't nobody finna just be trying to record me bombing. I'm finna fight like you finna fight. And I'm finna fight like with my
life.
Accent.
I ain't gonna lie. Our room is kind of more welcoming. Like, I don't think we like.
Are they mostly
don't boo
like
people.
New people? Or
yeah,
like,
it be new people coming
boo.
Up.
They don't boo.
They don't boo, but
it'd be a lot of love.
I ain't gonna lie.
Is it awkward?
It depends on who go next.
Stuff?
Somebody might piggyback, but it's still gonna be love. Yeah. Somebody might piggyback and say a little something, but it ain't too bad. Like, right. Gonna make you give up. It ain't gonna make somebody, oh, I'll never do this again. Like, you'd be like, oh, come back and try again. It's all good.
That's
no, they do be encouraging folks. It all is.
Right, we need you up there. T.I. tried to do stand up for a little bit.
I saw that. How did that go?
How'd that go? Asking me like I'm T.I. First of all, the ramifications was I was on stage. I got a little cameo in departments. Too.
Departments,
yeah.
I thought so.
I had a cameo in there.
That's what's up. Yeah,
that but was no, cool hanging out with them guys.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe. When is the anniversary?
Anniversary is like I want to say I gotta relook. It's probably like August 21st or something like that.
I might put some material together.
No, for real. Look, if you do that, the whole Truth Nation gotta come.
Mm-hmm.
Show support.
Hey, everybody.
Or would that make it worse?
It'd probably make it worse.
It make it worse.
Look at Zach.
Really?
Zach looking like, yeah, I'm finna rib the hell out of
him. Zach, bring the belt. Bring the belt.
He gonna come with a laugh track. Like.
August, you said August.
Might be like August. I gotta relook at it to be sure. August, like August 20th.
Check my Palm Pilot once you get me to add the date.
Like third week. It's third week in August for sure.
So right, speaking we'll of people getting up there doing a new thing, we just kind of touched on it. Would you say going somewhere that nobody knows you and trying it for the first time is easier, or going with like people that support you makes it easier?
I mean, it's gonna make it easier if people know you if they support you. But I like it when people don't know you. I like gaining new fans. So.
Yeah, but I feel like for first timers, yeah.
I mean, you got to try somewhere, no matter where you got to do it. The thing is just doing it. It ain't about what audience you got. I mean, you can bring people to come support you. I had my family come. They was you just trying stuff now. Like, when I first did it, you just doing it.
No.
You better be funny. I don't know if you're going to be funny.
See, that's why I feel like it will be harder, because I know, like, they will be harsh. Like, people that know me going to be mean, or they going to be recording this. Like, dude, I don't want to see this later.
I mean, but if they know your... Like, if you bringing up stories, like, basically what I'll do, I'll talk about my life. So, it's just me going on stage, venting about it. I could have a whole day of stuff happen to me, and I'm about to go say that on stage, literally. But if people, like, you say, they coming, they ain't going to be like, oh, that did happen. That is funny. Like,
people
they laugh at stories and stuff like that.
But, like, it's one thing to go up there and just tell your story, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I feel like I notice with folks like yourself, Tez, Myron, the delivery. Of the story is what's important. The setup is what's important. You know what I'm saying? Because I get on there and just be like, it's a song. Start a song. But, like, you all set it up. It's like a story, but
taking,
it got
you
these.
Gotta take the, you're taking the audience with you.
So what is, like, how do you, like, okay, for my debut, give me some advice. Like, all right, Nitty, you're going to get up there. You're going to hit your stuff. I didn't hit the swear jar. This is, you know what I mean? How do you encapsulate the audience when you're doing your thing?
When I go on stage, I'm more of a like an actor comedian. So
yeah,
I'll really,
be all over.
I really be acting out all my jokes. That's just the actor in me, I guess.
Yeah,
because I've been like that since I was like 3 years old. Like, I go into a movie and I just act out the whole movie I just seen.
Yeah.
But when I'm on stage, I tell my joke, but I vision like you're gonna see like I'm acting it out in front of you, so you'll visualize like you probably was walking like this,
right?
You probably was looking like that. I act out the other person I was talking to. So
you bring
that's
the
just
people,
my style of
bring
comedy.
The people
but some people,
you.
some people just can just stand there and they be funny as mud and not move a muscle.
Not too much animated, yeah. Just delivery.
I seen Dave Chappelle live like a couple times. I'm like, bro, he ain't doing nothing but smoking a cigarette and talking. Yeah. Like, I'm crying laughing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just different styles to stand up.
For sure. Well, we're going to head to break, and we're going to get back into that conversation. You guys are live here at the American Family Insurance Studio with 101.7 The Truth. We're on the lunch break with Ray Nitti, Maybe Shannon, and B. Jones. We having some good conversation. Make sure y'all come right back.
Hubbucker!
Don't let me back.
Good. Excuse me. Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Truth on 101.7 FM. I am your host, Ray Nitti, and my homegirl.
Maybe Shannon in the building.
We live.
We live with our homeboy, B. Jones, man.
Man, we just having a good time, man. We just having a good time. We talking about movies. We talking about the come up. I'd love for you to speak upon
the wigs,
the installation, your meat sweat. Yeah. You know, Shannon's favorite.
It's been a crazy conversation. I wish y'all gonna caption this.
Meat sweats to the stage.
I might do never mind. But what would you say have you seen is different from back in the day in Milwaukee's comedy scene to now? Because I would like to say it's experiencing a similar renaissance to the Milwaukee music scene.
Mm-hmm. I caught the end of an era when I first started. So I caught the end of like Gigolo Jackson, Kelly Kills, T Dot, old school. I caught all that. I caught like the end of it.
Yeah.
So I was blessed even to be a part of that because that was a dope era.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I can see the difference now because I mean, back then it was so many open mics. You got open mic almost like 3-4 times a week.
Mm.
It was more shows being put together. Now it's like it's not that many resources and outlets to go to do comedy. That's just why we started the open mic because we was missing like some urban open mic nights. So I feel like that's what was missing too. And then the collabing, like people gotta. You know what I'm saying, I would want people to collab more versus to trying to outdo each other.
Yeah, I feel like
stronger in numbers. So.
I feel like people like had like a moment where everybody was trying to collab, but it was short lived. But people were like trying to work together. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Like, I don't know, what would you say happened to that? Like, do you think it was the internet where everybody felt like I could just do this on my own? I don't need nobody. Or,
I mean, once you go viral, person, but I don't need nobody. I got a million views.
I'm Mr. Viral.
I missed the viral.
I don't know. I mean, I'm always down to work with people. Like, even, like, no matter how big I get or I grow, long as you serious about your craft, I'm always willing to work with people. Like, it be people reaching to me all the time. Let's do a skit.
Yeah.
It be people who I go to their page. There's nothing on there. Nothing to do with a skit. Like, I got one photo. That, I'm like, bro,
that's annoying.
You're just asking to be asking.
You,
if I see somebody who be, like, locking in, they, you know what I'm saying, they doing their stuff, I'm like, oh, let's work. Let's do it. That's you know what I'm saying? So
I feel like, in general, people will do that. I don't I don't know what that is because even like for my modeling and like what I do and stuff, people hit me up and it's like, you want me to do a music video. You ain't got no picture on your page. You trying to get me.
Right.
Like, you trying to meet me at this hotel at 12 a.m. I'm
going to have boneless pizza.
Unlimited boneless.
With the sweats. With all the sweats with the meat desire.
Unlimited boneless pizza and meat sweats.
Even already pulled the meat out for you.
All right. You done already pulled. Where the button at, man? This is getting crazy.
She said it. She said it. That's how she liked it.
Look, for the people just tuning in, we are genuinely talking about pizza.
Exactly.
Because I take the toppings off.
She ain't like potholes in her pizza.
I was explaining to them, like, I like the taste. What do you call it? I like this shouldn't be that hard to explain that you like the food. I like the meat on my pizza.
I like the meat.
But
piece.
I like to take it off.
I like to pull it off.
Yes.
Man.
That's it. That's right. So for those of us just
or it might
in,
taste like cardboard.
Exactly. Because cheese pizza tastes like cardboard. We need to do a poll. Does cheese pizza taste like cardboard?
No, we don't. No, we don't.
I don't know which I'm going to caption this. I don't know.
I'm trying to.
I'm not checking it.
I'm working on things, okay?
So, to continue.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, people, I feel like they reach out and they want to collab, but they're not serious about their craft. Yeah. And, like, especially when they see you doing good at your craft, right, they're probably like, oh, I could just hop on this bandwagon. So what if I was somebody and I was like, I'm going to hit up B. Jones.
Congratulations.
What do you look for? What do you look for in a like collaborator?
Like I said, I go to the page and see like what you got going on there. And then like far as like when we work together, how serious you like if you put your input in, somebody will come and it's all on you. You come with the idea. You do the, I'm like, hold on. This is, you got to find yourself too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a work together type thing, like help me help you type thing. So, if I get them vibes, like,
good. I could just pull up. I got gas.
Right. All I got to do, you come up with the idea? Can you come up with the concept? Can like, you act it out for me?
Right.
Got to be behind the camera? Like, bro, don't call me.
And then
me
they don't even have, like, and not to say, like, it's a judgment behind followers either. It's like, if I'm doing everything, at least, like, carry the burden of having, like, the followers, you know what I'm saying? Have the audience, like, but then I got the audience, I got everything, and you just want to show up. It's kind of like,
see my collab.
Right.
No.
Man.
Tell us about the tour. We got like 3 more minutes. Tell us about the tour you got coming up and what else you got going
cracking
on.
We hit 4 dates up so far. We hit up Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Akron, Houston. Been sold out shows. We start back up next week on the 17th. We got St. Louis, Indiana, Chicago, Detroit, like 4 days straight. That's like 4 days in a row. So we hitting the ground back, you know what I'm saying, running hard. It's been good. It's been a great experience. I'm hosting the tour. It's my first time headlining. I'm the host.
Yeah, stuff, that's what's
so
up.
Got Jesse McDonald on there. So okay, it's been some great shows, a great experience. It'd just be good. Like you said, people would be happy to come see you already. Like,
exactly.
They'd be already like, oh, B. Jones. Like, so it's, versus like, I don't know who dude is. Be funny. Like,
yeah.
But I got to get a couple of those.
Yeah.
But it's still pressure because a lot of people coming from social media, they be like, everybody from social media ain't funny on stage. So.
Yeah, so it's just hard to kind of prove yourself. Like, they want that to translate. Like,
I mean, it's all, like I said, I've been doing the stage first, so that never intimidated me. Like, you're going to laugh. Like,
yeah.
I ain't tripping on that part.
So. Look, I know what I'm doing. It's just the judgment, right? That makes the pressure a little bit harder. But right, like, let the people know where they can follow you, where they can buy tickets, where, like, shout your stuff up.
You can find me on all social media platforms at B. Jones Habaka. That's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. The ticket links, if y'all trying to come to any shows, ticket link is going to be in my bio. I'll be posting, I'm going to post the links too on my stories periodically or on my page or under my videos I post. But yeah, you can, and my Cash App is Habaka. You want to just,
oh my, sign, Habaka, donate please to the call.
I take off 50 cent.
Listen.
Biko just hit the Habaka. Hit it again.
Hey. Yeah. 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 That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Man, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank y'all for having me.
Man,
appreciate you, Shannon.
What's up?
You leaving us today?
That's what they tell me.
Oh no,
that's what they tell me.
Coming back, we'll see you in the city again. You can catch us tonight. Tonight we'll be at this one spot. Look on our social medias. We'll tell you where we'll be at. But share your Facebook, Shannon, so people can keep up with you.
Yeah, I'm Maybe Shannon across all platforms. And then we also have The Lunch Break on Facebook. Ray, what's yours?
You can catch me on Ray Nitty on all platforms. My artist page is Ray Nitty on Facebook as well. But once again, hit The Lunch Break page. Don't forget to also check out the MilwaukeeCourier.com. And don't go anywhere. We have Manon Sabir. Manon the Nine.
Oh.
Up next on The Grapevine, 101.7 The Truth. We out.